Welcome to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. I've been thinking much about the state of being. My being, of course. I seem much invested in doing, believing that doing is the proper state of being. Is there being without doing? Can I just be? Here's what Bob Hickok has to say about this sort of thing in his poem, All Life is Life in Art. Even if it's just a wall that has no purpose other than not falling down, even if the wall only not falls for just an hour, or a hole for rain to fill with the smallest sea. All I need to stay alive is to build or dig, to gather sticks to make a stick man or boat or clock, doesn't matter, as long as something comes from my hands, from nothing. The hardest step, get out of bed, pick up a scrap of sun and turn it over. Remember, my bones are not what someone said. I was beaten last night with words. If I don't pile rocks into a cairn or write this poem, I'll die. Not so much that you'd notice, not all my breath or joy, but I'd feel the giving up and know I'm teaching myself the trade of cowardice. Even if I barely get to the end of this line, I'll be farther than the nowhere I was told I could go. Does it matter that I was the one who beat me up? Yes, it doesn't. That was first published in Poetry East magazine, autumn of 2015. Me, I admire that wall that not falls for an hour. I like that kind of ambition in a wall. But I'm no wall, I find. I fall down hourly, bits of me littering the wastes of time. Shouldn't I be doing something rather than just undoing? But I wonder if I sell it short, this restless undoing. I'm not harming anyone or anything. First, do no harm, right? Of course, I'm not helping either. Do we all and each need to be helping? There is indeed much needed. My gazing out the window solves no problems, not even my own. But is it so very different from the meditators, from the prayers? I think of fly fishers casting and casting, catching and releasing. Weird. It's an activity that is merely for its own sake. I think of smokers. I've long wanted to take up smoking so I can stand around doing nothing, just kind of looking around and no one asks, what are you doing? A smoker is obviously smoking, no questions asked. Someone standing around doing nothing is clearly up to something. What do I think I need to be doing the doing for? No one has asked me to do anything. I have no particular talents that are useful to humankind. Is it okay to just spin around here in my teacup? But that doing does feel required somehow. It does feel like if I don't pile these rocks into a cairn, I'll die. But of course I won't. Or rather, I will die, but not because of anything but disease, accident, or the general desuetude of the body. So why do I torment myself with this need to do, to pile rocks for a cairn no one needs? I have this feeling recently as I slide into my 60s that I need to rethink the whole enterprise of living. That trade of cowardice, Hickok mentions, I think there's something to be said for it, that giving up. That nowhere, Hickok mentions, sounds like an interesting place. What do I need to do to get there? Oh, wait. It occurs to me that Larry Levis has here identified the kind of doing I should be. He says in his poem Signs, I stay up late listening. My feet tap the floor. They begin a tiny dance which will outlive me. They turn away from this poem. It is almost spring.